This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Missouri has joined a growing list of states looking to reopen national parks within their borders as the federal government shutdown continues. Marshall Griffin has details.
In a statement released late Friday, Governor Jay Nixon says he's directed members of his staff to put together a proposal for reopening National Park Service sites in Missouri, including the Gateway Arch in St. Louis and the Ozark National Scenic Riverways Park. He calls the two sites, quote, national treasures that draw millions of tourists every year and generate significant economic activity. On Thursday, President Obama announced that he would allow states to reopen national parks within their borders, provided they pay the costs of operating them. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Entities affiliated with the Roman Catholic Church have contributed more than $300,000 toward a Missouri ballot initiative that would authorize state tax credits benefiting private schools. Records at the State Ethics Commission show the group Missourians for Children's Education was established this past week to support the potential 2014 ballot initiative. It was launched with a $300,000 contribution from the Archdiocese of St. Louis and more than $11,000 from the Missouri Catholic Conference. The initiative would allow a 50% tax credit for businesses and individuals who donate to nonprofit organizations that provide scholarships for children to attend private schools or that provide financial aid for public school programs. Up to $90 million of tax credits would be allowed annually. The Missouri Department of Labor is dealing with an increase in unemployment claims since the beginning of the federal government shutdown. KBIA's Ian Arnold has more.
As of Wednesday, all four regional call centers in Missouri reported a 10.4% increase in filing claims. According to a press release from the department, furloughed employees from federal offices must contact one of the four regional claim centers throughout the state to claim benefits. Department spokesperson Tom Bastian says the offices have increased their hours of operation in order to handle the growing influx of claims from furloughed employees.
Well, in this time period, we have noticed an increased workload, and because people may be experiencing longer hold times, we wanted to make sure the phone lines were open.
In addition to the extended call hours, Bastian encourages all claim-seeking residents to contact their regional claim center during the extended office hours, which will be open on Columbus Day. The department has regional claims offices in Jefferson City, Springfield, St. Louis, and Kansas City. Ian Arnold, KBIA News.
MU's current Vice Chancellor for Research, Rob Duncan, has taken the position of Vice President for Research at Texas Tech University beginning January 1, 2014. KBIA's Catherine Wilkins has more.
Associate Vice Chancellor for Research Robert Hall will serve as Interim Vice Chancellor for Research until a permanent replacement is found. Hall says he wishes Duncan the best as he heads to Texas Tech at the beginning of next year.
Rob Duncan is a very talented research administrator. He's a very brilliant guy. He is a renowned low-temperature physicist, and I think he is a real catch for Texas Tech.
This isn't Hall's first time serving as Interim Vice Chancellor for Research. Hall filled the position twice before Duncan was hired. Hall says the interim position is very similar to what he does every day. Hall says the mission of the Office of Research is to support the research engine all across the MU campus, and that he hopes to keep the engine operating efficiently. Catherine Wilkins, KBIA News.
Several southwest Missouri school districts that have planned new safe rooms since the deadly May 2011 tornado destroyed much of Joplin say their projects could be delayed by the federal shutdown. In Neosho, that means more than $10 million in projects are on hold because there's nobody at the Federal Emergency Management Agency that can approve the work. Similar projects in Webb City, Avila, and Joplin also are in limbo because of the shutdown. The Joplin Globe reports school officials believe a delay in awarding contracts could mean construction on the safe rooms might have to be pushed back until next year. An architect for several of the projects says it takes 6 to 8 weeks to complete the bid process after FEMA approves of the designs. A historic dining lodge that burned down at Lake of the Ozarks State Park is reopening. Camp Pin Oak originally was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps between 1934 and 1938, but a fire destroyed the dining lodge in September 2010. The facility was rebuilt with the help of students from State Fair Community College in Sedalia as part of a training and education project. The State Department of Economic Development also authorized a community development block grant of $1.5 million for the project. Governor Jay Nixon cut the ceremonial ribbon reopening the lodge on Friday and was joined by students and officials from the community college. The rebuilt lodge includes a modern kitchen and laundry and can accommodate 135 people. Assistance League Mid-Missouri has awarded more than $95,000 in funding for programs proposed by Columbia Public School teachers. These programs, designed by teachers, emphasize new approaches to learning that could enrich the current curriculum. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the Links to Learning Awards support activities they wouldn't be able to do otherwise.
You know, helps pay for those little things that can't necessarily be covered out of pocket for a teacher or out of the school district operating budget. So it really does help enhance the learning that goes on in the classroom.
Teachers had to submit applications for the funds. Many of the submissions requested funding for technology, says Links to Learning Chair Mary Humlechek. She says it's something that is constantly expanding and changing, so it's very difficult to keep up with. Second grade teacher Kristen Ventrilo received the maximum grant of $700 to purchase iPods for her second graders. The students will use the iPods to increase vocabulary and improve reading comprehension and fluency. Missouri education officials say it's in the best interest of students transferring from unaccredited to accredited school districts to do so at the beginning of the school year, but the Missouri Department of Education said in its latest guidance to schools that if there are extenuating circumstances, receiving districts should consider transfers at the semester based on available room. Two unaccredited St. Louis County districts are now subject to the transfer law. Figures reported at the start of the school year indicate nearly 1,500 transferred from Riverview Gardens and more than 1,000 students left Normandy. So far, no transfers are happening in Kansas City because of a pending court case. After faring well on a school performance report, the Kansas City District is seeking to regain accreditation before it's subject to the law. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarik.